You know you should floss. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health Wellbeing Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Just as with toothpaste and mouthwashes, there are many different kinds of flosses. Here's Pennsylvania dentist Dr. Cam Patel.
There are whitening flosses, there are regular flosses, waxed, unwaxed. If you have a lot of fillings or restorations, sometimes we'll recommend using a wax one like Glide, which actually gets in a little bit easier. There's also tape for implants. However, if you try to use an unwaxed tape.
With dental implants, interdental brushes can be used. Some call them Christmas trees to get out food particles. But
you have to be careful with those. Sometimes with those and like toothpicks and so forth, you can have a different kind of abrasion.
But vigorous use of the interdental brushes can harm that little peak of gum.
And there's been reports where you can actually even wear away parts of your tooth. Basic flossing, you can get away with 90% of stuff with regular floss.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.